Jerry Gettle is one of the co-founders of the Heirloom Expo underway this week at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. This is year four. How has it grown over those 4 years?
Oh, the amount of diversity, the produce, the people coming from different places. I was just talking to people from Australia and Europe and Guatemala. It's exciting to see the diverse crowd that's coming, and the crowd's also growing. This year, we're not sure of our numbers yet, but over the last few years, it's grown about 30-40% each year, and this year, it looks like it's going to be no exception. So much enthusiasm, so many people, and really excited about tasting and seeing all the new varieties. It doesn't matter how many you try, there's always more.
In addition to growth, what other changes have you seen over time?
More and more enthusiasm for non-GMO food. Everybody knows what heirlooms are now. That's another thing. The crowd here particularly is educated, but also the general population in America is becoming more and more educated. Thanks to speakers that come to events like this and restaurants and farmers markets, people are becoming more and more educated about food, and that's why they come here, to educate themselves and also, of course, taste it all. That's probably the favorite part of most people.
Now, your roots are in the Midwest. How did you happen to put your event here in California?
Well, we opened a seed bank store in Petaluma a few years ago. I didn't like cold winters. I had family originally from California and on the West Coast, and I missed the wide open spaces. Me and my family decided to try a store out on the West Coast, and we just love Petaluma and the whole North Bay area, the whole coast of California, so many beautiful, quiet places.
Now that it's an established event, are you looking to duplicate this other places?
We would love to, but right now we're out of energy and times. We're hoping other people start up similar events across the country. And they are. Not necessarily Heirloom Expos, but there's events that Southern Exposure Seed Exchange puts on, Seed Savers puts on. All these different great seed organizations are starting up more and more events. So it's happening everywhere all the time. It's exciting to see the general population finally realizing that America is sick. We're the sickest Western nation, and it can easily be reversed in a large part due to our diet.
Often when people talk about biodiversity, they think of the rainforest. You're proving that you don't have to go nearly that far to find it.
It's true. I mean, things are in your grandmother's garden oftentimes that are endangered, but we actually have people here that actually go to the rainforest and find new species of, say, squash or peppers. That's one side of it. The other side is just looking in your back door or looking when you take trips. You might be going to Hawaii, looking around, talking to people, talking to your local garden club. Here in this area, there's varieties like the Bodega red potato that almost disappeared. It was down to like two plants. A history that oftentimes is hundreds of years old can be erased with a simple misfortunate act of not planting it a few years. So the exciting part that we have to do is keeping these varieties alive as well as the stories. I feel it's really important to keep a variety growing, say, that Thomas Jefferson planted. It has a cultural significance. It also has tremendous culinary uses. You know, it's really fun to be cooking up something that tastes a lot better. Plus, it tells the story of my family or the story of my culture or the story of America.
Well, congratulations on getting such a successful event started and continuing, and thanks for talking with us.
Sure, appreciate it.